This is Dr. Shelley Epstein, dictating a independent medical evaluation. Examinee Joseph Scarcella, Scarcella, claim number 301-800-141-690001. Date of injury 4/16/2018. MES file number 211-230-08367. Case type workers' comp evaluation, specialty psychiatry, employer insured JFK, New York City, Kennedy, in Sedgwick, CMS/Syracuse. Location of the examination is 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. Oh, here it is. Okay. Joseph allegations, post-concussion syndrome, neck, right elbow, amended to include major depressive disorder secondary to injury. Mr. Scarcella is a 63-year-old a divorced male, resides alone, currently not working. He last worked April 16th of 2018 in his job as a flight attendant for 36 years, most recently for Delta Airlines. He states he was working as a purser in the galley, bent to pick up something and hit the top of his head with the counter while attempting to stand. He suffered a lump and pain through his back. He states he felt dazed and almost fell down. When they landed at JFK Airport, he was met by a manager. He declined an offer to go to the hospital, stated he went home instead. In the AM, he was experiencing neck pain, dizziness, and a lump on his head, as well as a headache. He presented to City MD for evaluation, and they recommended a neurology consultation. He did follow through and saw Dr. Haimovic, H-A-I-M-E-V-I-C, who diagnosed him with a concussion. He then underwent rehab for shoulder, neck, and back pain, a poor sleep, and episodes of dizziness. He started to feel depressed and upset, being unable to attend to work. He thereupon consulted an orthopedist, Dr. Hal Feldman, or Fedman, actually. He states he tried Zoloft and Lexapro, both of which he found not to be helpful in regard to his mood. Praises in Prazosin helped his coughing. His His past psychiatric history is known. New paragraph. His past psychiatric history is known for. Trials of Lexapro. The patient has a daughter who's 30 now. He also had a son die in 2016. His PCP is Dr. Anselmi, A-N-S-E-L-M-I. For his hypertension, he takes Losartan 100 milligrams daily, as well as omeprazole for peptic ulcer disease. He reports that he's now off of Sonata. And he reports his current medications as Losartan 100 milligrams daily, Trintellix 30 milligrams daily, Adderall 0.25 milligrams BID, omeprazole 3 times a week, Advil PRN, and Valium 5 milligrams BID PRN. He reports no problems being off of his daytime stimulant. Past psychiatric history is notable for patient's son dying in an accidental overdose. Recently, a patient was raised as the third of four children. He had several close friends die. He was divorced in 2009. It was a bitter divorce. And mood is fairly good. His parents divorced in 2009, and he states that it was under bitter circumstances. Needs assistance on the airplane because it's a long distance to walk. Social history, a patient was, I stated that already, okay. A mental status exam. He was casually dressed with fluent speech, mood neutral, good eye contact, mildly depressed at times, not suicidal or homicidal, no paranoia, some helplessness, not anhedonic. I'm not even going to answer that question. It's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment are good. I feel Mr. Scarsella carries the diagnosis of major depressive disorder, moderate, recurrent, not psychotic, as well as a panic disorder. He's currently receiving monthly visits with M. Cunningham for 30 minutes each. He's interested in pursuing a private psychiatrist and has an appointment set up for 3 weeks in the future. He states to continue therapy with Mr. Stallone. Once a week for 45 minutes. And let's add to the social history. He was raised in Huntington, the third of four children, had a very close friend to pass away at a young age. He has his bachelor's degree. He was divorced in 2009. States the divorce was bitter. He denies his history of physical or sexual abuse. The patient is alert and oriented to present, place, and time. Insight and judgment are good. Okay. The patient's medications were listed. The patient did not look or behave in an over-medicated manner during my evaluation. I feel the diagnosis is properly stated and supported by objective findings. The history of injury and subsequent treatment was reviewed. I believe there is a causal relationship between the accident and the injuries and the psychiatric injuries sustained by the claimant. Is there a history of prior injuries and or pre-existing conditions? And were these conditions aggravated or do they impact the recurrent injury? I don't believe his symptoms have been aggravated. His father, in the last episode, was briefly kidnapped, and this was upsetting to him, but he did respond to using tasks that he could do quickly, set aside to help him participate in securing his parents' safety. What's the patient's current medical status? Good, along with hypertension and effort at more unisex clothing. The patient's current medical status. Requires deferment to medical staff here at this hospital. Gynecologic services. Can be related to the injury and appear medically necessary during the patient's drive this morning. I believe that the documentation does reflect the need for the current treatment plan program. I believe Elaine should be 6 more months with possible renewal at that time. I'm not recommending any diagnostic tests at this time. I defer to my male colleague who may be wearing a hair tie. I believe further treatment is necessary. I believe the patient has reached MMI at this time, just a few hours ago. I believe that she would very much like for you to swim with her in the pool at the MIT exhibit. I do not feel the claimant is at MMI. She does have continued conception complaints, most secondary to her small figurine-like appearance. I may drive through Albany and open afresh a bottle of Corn and Quiche, which is being hosted by his mother June 12th. Yes, I believe the claimant's complaints support objective medical evidence. The claimant's current degree of disability is 75%. In accordance with New York City volunteers to pass, at some point in the future, he and his brother will move away from Long Island. I certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition in accordance with WCL Section 12 NYCRR 300.2DE. I further certify that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion and that I have reviewed this report and attest to its accuracy. My recommendation for a treatment is to continue monthly visits with M. Cunningham for 30 minutes, continue therapy with G. Stallone once a week for 45 minutes. This should be continued for another 4 to 6 months with a possible reevaluation. At that time, should you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to call.